Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Aurion HR, human resource management so you don't have to, AurionHR.com, and the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, whose members serve the ag community with new and used parts, NTPDA.com.
It is Monday, and that means we've got Laura Kennard in. Laura is from Drake University, as well as DMBizMixer.com. Stuff to do in the metro when it comes to networking and business education opportunities. But not only in the metro, we cover stuff all across the state. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Yeah. We're on fire today. Fire.
Ooh.
Fire. Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of stuff to do.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not on fire today. I'm just firing on one cylinder? Cylinder.
Ah.
Just one. It's the way it's been feeling. Anyway.
Ah, come on.
I'm a little bit tired. School's wrapping up.
The weekend sucks. Mm-hmm. It sucks all the energy out of everything. I just wish we wouldn't have weekends.
Really?
Yeah.
You just like want to keep working?
Because I've got all this stuff I got to do anyway. And then, because my bride is home on the weekend, she expects me to do all of those things.
Oh, it just makes more work.
So I am so grateful that Monday rolls around and I get a break.
Oh, you are maybe the only person on the planet that's not, like, working for the weekend.
No. Friday comes, I'm going, all right, great. Only two more working days till Monday.
Oh, does your wife listen to this broadcast?
Yes, she does. And she knows how I feel about this.
Well, it was Mother's Day last weekend.
I know it was. And I was a dutiful husband. And I took my bride out to lunch yesterday for Mother's Day. We went to Costco and got a $1.61 hot dog and a pop.
Wow, that's special.
Yeah.
I got a card.
Well, good for you.
And my son made me a card, too, with a dollar in it.
A dollar?
A whole dollar.
Nice.
Yes. So, anyway, it was good.
I think that's important. Oh, and also, what I thought was interesting, the Urbandale Public Library was closed yesterday.
Oh, really?
In honor of Mother's Day.
Oh,
so my question
is,
normal. To the Urbandale Public Library, will you be closed on June 16th?
Ooh, challenge.
Challenge.
Better recognize those dads that might not want to go to the library.
Stuff I think about.
So, what we got going on now is Tuesday. So, we're just going to roll into Tuesday because we're already, at
this
Monday.
This is Monday. Monday evening. Boom. We're done.
And so, Tuesday, we have come early in the morning, 7 a.m., we have Agile Iowa.
Yes.
It's going to be at the downtown location. They call it the Downtown Lean Coffee by Agile Iowa. It's in the Main Street Cafe and Bakery.
Okay.
So, you might ask, where is the Main Street Cafe and Bakery?
I wonder where the Main Street Cafe and Bakery might be.
Skywalk level at 801 Grand.
Oh.
Skywalk level at 801 Grand.
Now, that's another interesting thing, is what we're seeing is, I'd like to think we're seeing a resurgence of businesses headed back to the Skywalk.
Oh, really?
I think so. I've noticed more. Yeah, I think I'm seeing that. I could be wrong.
Well, there is a lot more coming in downtown, so one would think that you might want to use the Skywalk.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. And one of these days they're going to get it right down there, and they're going to do away with all those one-way streets, and I think bring more retail to downtown Des Moines, which would really be very, 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 very nice, because now we have people that live there. So why don't we have stuff to buy stuff there?
Right, exactly.
It makes sense to me.
So the Lean Coffee event by Agile Iowa, the format is you show up, you order your breakfast, which is optional, you suggest topics, you vote on the topics, and then you discuss the topics with the most votes.
Wow.
Yeah. This is kind of an agile approach. This is kind of very much like what I understand in development world. You would start your week with, here's the things
we need to get done. And then vote on?
Kind of, Well, I don't know about voting, but you'll decide which ones are the ones that need to prioritize and move forward. And
it's kind of like I do every single day with my daytimer. I have a list of things I must do, you know.
So you work with you and your team?
Me and my team.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
A punto.
Oh, we got a baby.
Yeah, we have a baby.
We got a little baby.
We are at the Grounds for Celebration on University Avenue in the beautiful village of Windsor Heights.
And we have a little one that is wanting to be on the podcast.
She can be here. She's cute.
So we have that tomorrow morning early, 7-8:30. So you could just also come and listen to see what it's about. I know a lot of people don't know what Agile is about. Right. So, and they're very welcoming groups. So Wednesday we have 1 Million Cups in Des Moines. And we talk about this being at the Science Center.
Yes.
We do it every week. And that starts in the morning at 8:30, 8:30 to 9. We've got some networking, 9 to 9:30. Or did I just say that wrong? Oh, my gosh.
Starts early in the morning.
Starts
8:30.
8.
8?
It's 8 because it's 8 to 8:30 networking.
And then 8:30 program.
Program. Oh my goodness. And then and then there's Q&A after.
Right.
So just, go to the science. If you're down there by 8, what has happened to my mind? But I also wanted to mention, or you can split the difference and be there at 8:15 and you'd be fine. Because also, if you want to take the trek out, if you're planning to be in the Cedar Rapids area since Entrefest is coming up, you could check out Entrefest Cedar Rapids Nubo co-version of 1 Million Cups also. And
that's also on Wednesday?
That's also on Wednesday morning. So Entrefest at Aroma Artisan Pizza.
Oh.
That sounds good, doesn't it? And they're 8:15 to 9:30. So it's probably something very similar.
Okay.
So that is Wednesday.
Feeling like a ping pong ball over here.
Well, still Wednesday.
Right.
We're just still on Wednesday. Okay, we just have a couple of Million Cups options for you to think about. Obviously, Cedar Rapids is a bit of a drive, but if you were going to be...
But Entrefest.
Staying the night and coming to Entrefest, that would be a good thing to come in early for. So, we also have an interesting thing that is Wednesday evening, 6 to 10 p.m. So this is a late nighter.
Wow.
Creative Chaos 2.
Creative Chaos.
Chaos 2. And it's with Hello Marjorie, at Hello Marjorie. So
that's this is an establishment downtown on Locust.
And Locust, 717 Locust.
Yes, I know it well. It's
and
really
there's
cool.
A lot of people that are interested in going to this event. Here's what it is. They're partnering with Hello Marjorie, and they're connecting local fashion designers and curators while you sip special cocktails crafted at Hello Marjorie, and you listen to DJs providing chill tracks and lounge vibes.
Chill tracks and lounge vibes.
That's right. While watching, while connecting with local fashion designers.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So this is what time? What is that? What time is it?
6 to 10 p.m. on Wednesday. So
I guess if I went early.
I know, because you go to bed at like
9.
9, that's right. So you need to go early, and then you can just, go out early then.
Hello Marjorie.
That's right.
It's a cool place, by the way. Have you been?
Haven't been yet.
It is very cool. I mean, the decor inside is kind of neat. I've always kind of wanted to have a club like this where you have couches rather than tables and things. There's couches. And it's got a little bit of retro look to it.
Well, I'm working with an architect right now on the Southridge project, and we have the big space that we're debating about doing what we're going to call a business lounge.
Yeah.
It's also very loungy. A little bit more loungy and less
business.
Table, very flexible space with book exchange and, kind of like a coffee shop, only it's not. Right. Maybe talk about having some coffee in there, but. So if you missed Agile Iowa on Tuesday, they will be coming back around on Thursday of the same week, but this time a different side of town because they're going to have the machine shed.
Oh, okay.
So that's also at 7 a.m. to 8:30, so downtown or machine shed.
Machine shed on Hickman.
On Hickman, that's right. So catch either one of those. I think that there's different people in each group, and there's also some overlap. So we got that, and we... I wanted to have a shout out also to the Funky Zebras boutique, if you know
Cheryl. I know Cheryl.
It's the 8th anniversary of the boutique, and she's doing a whole bunch of stuff this week, like as in having a very special anniversary party from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday.
I was at her ribbon cutting 8 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yep, remember it well.
So this one, this is going to be in Ankeny.
Funky Zebra, Ankeny.
That's right. So.
That's on Thursday?
That is Thursday. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. On Thursday.
Same day
and
as Entrefest.
Same day as Entrefest, so I can't go because I'll be at Entrefest.
Oh.
I will be at Entrefest. And also we're having, as another thing I can't go to, Thursday, 5 to 7 p.m., Meet the Artists in Des Moines, Mainframe Studios.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing that I is also on Thursday nights. So we've got a bunch of Thursday night stuff that I can attend, and I always attend or try to, is Green Drinks DSM. And this time what they're talking about, so they hold this at the Peachtree Brewery.
Right.
Which is located on East Court Avenue. And it's 6:30 to 8:30. And every time they have two speakers that talk about some sustainable renewable energy, mobility, some things like that. So they're going to talk about two things, employee wellness and the Iowa Water Festival.
The Iowa Water Festival.
Didn't know we had a water festival.
Well, you know, there's this big movement to create water park and all kinds of cool things on the Des Moines River downtown.
Ooh. Oh.
Oh, yeah. It's a multi-bazillion dollar project.
Oh.
And taking out the dams and putting rapids in so you can whitewater kayak.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, it's a big deal.
So the doors open at 6:30. If you're one of the first 15 people to arrive, you're going to get a free drink ticket for the Peachtree Brewery. And after that, you get a $1 off just for showing up. And then this is sponsored by Silent Rivers.
Love him. He's a great
design guy. Design and build. Absolutely. You can bring children. It's open to you bringing the kids. And although, you know, if you want to network, maybe you don't want to, but you can bring them. So you can come for networking and drinks, leave learning about two inspiring sustainability projects in the greater Des Moines area. Okay. So
Mr. Haffel from Silent Rivers is also a Village of Windsor Heights resident.
Oh, and he comes into Grouse Celebration all the time. I've seen that. That makes sense that he lives around here.
I see him all the time in here.
So I also wanted to just give a little heads up because we have some, we've got Monetary, another event that's going to be coming up next week. So just as a look ahead, it's a Tuesday and Wednesday of the following week. So I think we said that was, what, the 21st?
21st, 22nd.
21st and 22nd. That's going to be at the Temple for Performing Arts in Des Moines. It's being put on by Dwala and Clay and Milk, the tech online magazine. And they are actually bringing 15 venture capital firms here, which never happens, you know. We don't see a group of venture capitalists come to look at projects here in the Midwest or Des Moines in particular. So it's really a neat thing that they have gotten them here. And they're doing one-on-ones but with businesses. So you can still go to the Monetary website. And if you wanted to have a one-on-one with a venture capitalist, that's still open. And otherwise, they're going to have some great talks about raising money for your business and investing and all those sorts of things. So that's coming
next
up. Yes, and I did actually remember the other thing I mentioned to you that's coming up next week that I was like, oh, I don't remember what it is. Are you familiar with the Toastmasters?
I am familiar with Toastmasters,
okay,
yes.
So Toastmasters has several. I didn't even realize how many until
chapters.
I checked it out. They have so many chapters just here. And my understanding, it's been around for a long time. It's
forever.
An international group.
Yes.
And it helps you brush up on your speaking skills. So whether you're a teacher, presenter, leader of any sort, and you just want to be a more effective speaker, that is what that group is about. So wonderful. But also, there's a new group that is called the Capital. I lost it for a minute here. I just found out about them, so I wanted to mention. It's a brand new group that's for advanced speakers. So they're called Capital. I got way ahead of myself.
Capital. They're called
Capital
Toastmasters.
Yeah, they're called Capital something. So sorry, guys. Hang on here. But what happened was I lost my place for a moment there. Oh, Capital City Advanced Presenters, and it's
Capital
their open
City
house.
Advanced Presenters.
Yeah.
Got
so
it.
It's going to be on next week on a Saturday. So we don't usually get a lot of Saturday events. But Saturday, you'll be able to go to their open house, and they are located, I believe, in West Des Moines. Yes, 29th Street, West Des Moines, Capital City Advanced Presenters. And this is a group that was started, so their open house is open to anyone. Come and check it out. You could, I'm sure, learn about Toastmasters in general.
Sure.
But what they are going to focus on is, say that you've been a presenter for a while, or you've been involved in the group, or you already have some skills in that area, but you really want to advanced presenter.
Right.
Maybe you are wanting to get into presenting or speaking as a career, and you need something that's a little bit more. So that's what they're going to focus on, an advanced group.
And that's on the 25th?
No, no, sir.
No?
That is on the 18th, May 18th.
Oh.
18th.
So. Okay, so
well,
it's this week.
I guess it's the end of this week.
Right.
My apologies.
That's all right,
no. Yeah. So that's what we have.
That's what we have. All right, Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, in talking about all kinds of educational and networking events going on, not only in the greater Des Moines metro, but elsewhere as well. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go.
It's time
to go, yeah. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Aaron Libby's in charge of sales and marketing. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Laura Kennard, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.